Welcome to you to this, our video worship for Sunday, the 27th of March, Mothering Sunday. And to those of you to whom it applies, happy Mother's Day. I hope you also all remembered to put the clocks forward today. Whenever you are watching this, and wherever you are very welcome. Welcome to you from Strontian, Ardgour and Morvern, to all who are watching from Ardnamurchan and Acharachal parishes, and those in Fort William, Kilmally and at Kilmaneveig, and to all of you who are beyond these Loch Arbour parts, wherever you are very welcome. We come together, although we are apart, we come to worship our God. Our first hymn today is, Dear Lord and Father of mankind, forgive our foolish ways.
Lord God, creator of all we know, we praise and thank you that you love us as a parent. You care for us like a loved one, never giving up on us, but offering support, guidance, purpose, companionship, and peace of mind. When we've been away from you, you come searching for us, meet us, and bring us home. And you celebrate our return with great joy. We thank you for your faithfulness and forgiveness, for your grace and mercy in our lives. When we have been far away from you, bring us to our senses. When we reject your love, your goodness, your values, forgive us. when we insist on our own rights without considering the consequences for others, when we give no thought to the needs of those around us, when we take ourselves too seriously, when we squander the earth's resources, when we're resentful of your love for other people, when we envy the blessings of others without appreciating the hard times they may have experienced. Father, remind us that we are still your children whom you love to forgive. Through your Holy Spirit, give us hearts that can ask for forgiveness and start afresh, back home with you. Through Jesus' name, Amen.
The reading today is taken from Luke chapter 15. One day, when many tax collectors and other outcasts came to listen to Jesus, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law started grumbling. "This man welcomes outcasts and even eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. There was once a man who had two sons. The younger one said to him, "Father, give me my share of the property now." So the man divided his property between his two sons. After a few days, the younger son sold his part of the property and left home with the money. He went to a country far away, where he wasted his money in reckless living. He spent everything he had. Then a severe famine spread over that country, and he was left without a thing. So he went to work for one of the citizens of that country, who sent him out to his farm to take care of the pigs. He wished he could fill himself with the bean pods the pigs ate, but no one gave him anything to eat. At last he came to his senses and said, "All my father's hired hands have more than this than they can eat, and here I am about to starve. I will get up and go to my father and say, 'Father, I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired workers.'" So he got up and started back to his father. He was still a long way from home when his father saw him. His heart was filled with pity, and he ran, he threw his arms around his son and kissed him. "Father," the son said, "I have sinned against God and against you. I am no longer fit to be called your son." But the father called his servants. "Hurry," he said, "bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. And then go and get the prize calf and kill it, and let us celebrate with a feast. For this son of mine was dead, but now he is alive. He was lost, but now he has been found." And so the feasting began. In the meantime, the elder son was out in the field. On his way back, when he came close to the house, he heard the music and dancing. And so he called one of the servants and asked him, "What's going on?" "Your brother has come back home," the servant answered, "and your father has killed the prize calf because he got him back safe and sound." The elder brother was so angry that he would not go into the house. So his father came out and begged him to come. But he answered his father, "Look, in all these years I have worked for you like a slave, and I have never disobeyed your orders. What have you given me? Not even a goat for me to have a feast with my friends. But this son of yours wasted all your property on prostitutes, and when he comes back home, you kill the prize calf for him." "My son," the father answered, "you are always here with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be happy, because your brother was dead, and now he is alive. He was lost, but now he has been found."
Welcome to the party. I suppose worship, in a sense, is a bit of a party, a coming together of many different people. There's celebration. There are an exchange of gifts. We all bring our different gifts. And within our worship, we do bring gifts of our wealth, our time, our talents. We bring many things, to an occasion that should be a celebration and, in a sense, a time to perhaps suspend some of the things that might ordinarily be a part of life. I'm sure we can all think of times when we or someone else we can think of had promised to be on their best behaviour just for the party, for the sake of others. I remember back in the early 1980s, while studying theology, reading a book, Encounter with God, and it drew on this image of worship, our encounter with God as a party, a celebration. And our gospel story today takes us to a party, but not before some other difficult parts of the story. A well-known and well-loved story, often referred to as the parable of the prodigal son. And indeed, the word prodigal really has come to mean one who returns after being perhaps a wee bit of the outcast in the family. But prodigal simply means lavish, one who was spending lots of money on the, well, we might say, luxuries of life. It's a story of a father and two sons. It's a story of a dysfunctional family. The son who thought it was best to go it alone, to ask his father for his share of the inheritance now, rather than later. It's a story that speaks to us of humanity. It is a story echoed in many a family situation. But above all, it is a story that speaks to us of God's love, a prodigal God who wants to lavish good gifts upon us all. It's a story that has come to be known by many different titles, and some might want to call it the parable of the extravagant father. Some might want to call it the parable of the lost son, echoing the title that we give to the two parables, the stories that precede this one in Luke's Gospel, the story of the parable of the lost sheep and the lost coin. The parable of a lost son. Maybe there's a sense in which it is the parable of two lost sons. You know, it is a story which, because of its familiarity, it is hard to fully immerse ourselves in what is going on. And maybe with some honesty, we realise that there have been times when we've been like each of the sons in the story, when we've wanted to go our own way, do our own thing. And times when, like the older brother, we've seen the things that just do not seem fair. Father, I've been here always, and I've been working hard for you, and you've never thrown a party for me. And now this waster comes back into our life and you're throwing a party. You know, sometimes life can seem so unfair and there are so many difficult questions. God's love. God's unconditional love for all humanity, for all creation, surpasses it all and takes us to that incredible place of being accepted and loved for who we are. The young son rehearsing his story, his apology, just wanting to come back as a servant, needn't have worried. A father waiting with outstretched arms. The elder son who had always been at home, dutiful, doing what he should have been doing, and yet seeing the injustice in it all. It is a story of a dysfunctional family. It's a story that speaks volumes about a dysfunctional humanity that has become too preoccupied with individual needs and desires. And we're all touched with them, aren't we? You know, just within the last week, I found myself really being quite angry and upset about some things that were going on around one of the committees in the National Church. And I was so close to a resignation. And I'm so glad that I didn't. But I know that we can all at times realise how unfair things seem to be and how other people just aren't seeing things the way that we think is right. How our world needs to be able to see beyond our own selfish needs and to come together. I think above all, the story of the lost son, the story of the loving father is a story about restoration to community. Restoration into a oneness despite what each one of us is doing and thinking. It's a story of relationship in which God's plan and purpose is being told. One of my favourite verses in Scripture is in Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10, where Paul says that God's plan and purpose is to draw all creation to himself with Christ as head. Here's a story of humanity that has got it wrong, wanting to do its own thing, seeing all that is unfair and wrong in the world. And God's love envelops it all and longs for a time of love, compassion and goodness. May God bless all of you as individuals. May God bless you in your wider families. May God bless us in the communities and nations of the world, that together we might learn to love as God loves us. Amen.
Loving Father, we pray for all those who are in distant countries, whether by their own choice or forced there by hostility, aggression, prejudice, or violence. We know that the poor, disadvantaged, and persecuted are precious to you, and we ask that you will help us to open our eyes, our hearts, and our homes to those in need. To those who are in a place they don't know and don't know how to make sense of. To those who have lost everything that has brought them comfort and security. To those who don't know where to turn because everything that was stable and familiar in their lives has gone. Father God, help them to turn their eyes on you. Give them hope and resilience, and surround them with people who can show them love, compassion, and support. Show us how we can be examples of your love to those in far-off places and to those we live with and around. Help us to make the most of the resources, gifts, skills, and talents that you've given us, without resentment or fatigue, without refusal to join in and play our part. Help us to be the people you want us to be, living and working for you, knowing that we have a safe home in you. And from that safe place, to embrace the possibilities, challenges, defeats, celebrations, and joy that living as your family in your world will bring. In Jesus' name, amen.
With our prayers, we bring all our offerings, all that we have, all that we are, all that in God's goodness we are yet to be. We bring all our prayers together as we say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My Savior has ransomed me, and like a flood, His mercy reigns, unending love, amazing grace. The Lord has forbear to shine. But God, who called me here below, will be forever mine. My chains are gone, I've been set free. My God, my Savior,
worship has ended. May you know God's peace and blessing from Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with you today, throughout this week, and always. Amen.
Shine upon you.